I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss NeNe.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We're going to do some things not quite so much in the kitchen, but a little in the kitchen, Miss NeNe.
Well, this all relates because it's almost like it's starting from the earth and we're working up to our mouths.
It actually is, because we're going to talk about the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar coming up on March 19th. And couple of keynote speakers, and then there are 10 workshops. People can choose 3 of those 10 workshops. And I'm thinking, as you look down the list, there might be one that especially jumps out at you.
It is. It does. I'm not the biggest and the best gardener in the world, but I do flowers, some flowers. But so this workshop number 10, that stuck out to me. It's called Put the Metal to the Pedal. It's hands-on. Transfer pigment from fresh flowers to muslin for unique fabric designs. Tell me about that, LaVon.
Well, it's actually, you can take out your frustrations if you have any, because you really do pound the pigment from flower petals into the fabric. And once you've pounded that enough, it will stay.
And it doesn't need any special coating over it to keep it into the fibers.
No, not necessarily. You know how hard it is to get grass stain out of something?
Yes.
Well, think about that, because that plant pigment goes into the fabric. And then you can, you could put it on a muslin garment, but in this class there, it will be a fairly small piece that you could hang on the wall when you get done. And I have to say that Something For You is going to do that, and they are quilters, and so the quilting really just enhances all of that.
Yes. It would. Well, that'd be my choice, one of them for workshops. But there's so many more.
Yes, there are. As we said, there are 10 topics. But another one that I know you've had a little experience with is using herbs and oil, or using herbs in general.
I like to use fresh herbs. Usually I will get about 3 different kinds of fresh herbs and put them in a pot. That pot will stay on my porch or on our deck. And it's just so handy to be able to step outside and get some fresh herbs to include in a salad or when I'm cooking.
Yes. Herbs can be used in many different ways, and the people who are giving this class will talk about that and how they're used and why they're good for you and all those sorts of things. And for some people in our area, they will recognize the place they're coming from, and that's the Henry A. Wallace Center over by Orient. And they, of course, they grow lots of vegetables and lots of herbs and so on. And they also have a restaurant that people have enjoyed. So two of the chefs from there, Amy Sivage and Lisa Swanson, will be teaching this class.
How fun.
And they'll be doing it in the Family Consumer Sciences room, where they can actually, people are going to actually make some infused oil, actually use the herbs.
Nice. And you've got sinks right there to wash up and clean up. It'll be a great setting for that.
And then you get to take some home to use, because it does take, herbs, putting in that oil, it would take a bit of time for the flavor to really get into
definitely.
The oil.
Yes.
So you probably wouldn't use the herb-infused oil right away. Of course, you can use the herbs instantly. But
now, do most of these classes require a separate fee versus what the registration is?
Some of them do, and that one happens too, because we have to buy the ingredients and so on. So for most of them, if there is a fee, a workshop-type fee, it's $5. However, there is one that's $35 extra.
What's that? Tell me about that.
Well, that is, we think, pretty special, because if anybody who plants bulbs will know the name Brent's and Becky's Bulbs, because you get catalogs all the time. I don't know how many catalogs I get from them in a year. Well, they're from Virginia.
Oh, and they're going to be here?
And Brent is going to be here.
Wow.
And he will be one of our keynote speakers to talk about not only the bulbs you plant in the fall, but you can plant bulbs in the summer, too, and get some great results. So this fee means that you get a flower container, you get bulbs, you get soil, and you get the instructions of how to layer these so that you always have color coming up during the summer.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
So it's pretty special. And 40 bulbs. So, if you think $35 is a lot of money,
not really.
When you get all of that.
Correct.
Yes. And plus all the learning. So that's pretty special. And I should mention, the other thing that's special about Brent coming is that you can buy raffle tickets, one or more, and that gives you the chance for him to come to your home and give you a consultation
oh, he
on
wouldn't
what to do with your yard.
He wouldn't plant it. That's what I'd want him to do is come dig those bulbs.
And some people have said, oh, I don't want him to look at my yard. But you got to think about what he's going to do is to look at it, even though there's not any plants up at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the bones of it and give you some suggestions of what you might do. Wouldn't that be fun?
A free designer.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Well, how do people register for the Master Gardener Spring Seminar?
They can look around and find the brochure at a lot of places in town. And but if you're not in town, if you've not received it in the mail, the best way to do it is to go to the Extension website, and that's extension.iastate.edu/cass. Personally, I forget all those addresses, and I just put in ISU Extension Cass County, and it'll come up.
Or they could call, of course.
At our
Cass County Extension office?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's 712-243-1132.
Mm-hmm.
1132. Okay. It's a great way to register. And the registration has to be completed by when, LaVon?
Well, if you want to get in on the door prize drawing, which every door prize is worth $25 or more, so mm-hmm. they're nice prizes, you need to have it postmarked by March 11th or delivered to the Extension office. After that, you're welcome to come and register, and you can even walk in the door. The only thing is that some of the workshops do fill up, but we'll welcome people at the door, too. So.
Okay, so people have about a week, then, in order to register to get included in the door prize drawing. How wonderful and exciting that is. And such a nice event to have in our hometown.
And it draws people from all over Southwest Iowa and occasionally Omaha and Missouri and Nebraska.
And how many years has this been ongoing?
This is number 18.
Oh, so we know it's a success if this keeps going that long.
Is. And there's good food in the morning, good food at noon. So you get your lunch. And, we haven't said the price is $35. So for the whole class and the food. And
you don't need to bring
prizes.
A sack lunch.
No sack lunch. There's one other one that I want to mention, and then we'll go back and remind people of the date, and because I think it really relates a lot to many of the things we talk about, that and that workshop is starting and planting vegetables for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to be a beginner, but, we've had some people say, I don't know how to, I'm just sort of frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will be getting you started, and you'll get to take some starts home with you. So.
And really, a beginner is an adult and a child.
Could be. Maybe
there's a child in your family who wants to get into gardening, has expressed an interest in that, and growing food. This might be a great workshop for them to attend, too, or you to do it together as a team.
And we have had some children attend in the past, so children certainly are welcome. Some of them, you have to kind of pick and choose what you want to do, mm-hmm. but they could probably help with the metal to the pedal.
Oh, I was thinking that too. Think of that pounding. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
And just as for them to see the transformation of the color being embedded into the fibers of the fabric. That's exciting.
So lots of options there. And, we've talked about in the past, when those fresh veggies are ready to harvest, there's not much that's better tasting.
Mm. You could, and the satisfaction that you've raised them yourself, too.
And if kids help, they're much more apt to eat those veggies than otherwise.
I think that's a grand idea.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So lots of options there. And as we said, it's March 19th at the Atlantic High School. And breakfast and lunch, small breakfast mm-hmm. and lunch included, mm-hmm. but get your registrations in by the 11th if you'd like to be eligible for door prizes. Stop at the Extension office, call the Extension office, visit a lot of the places in town. We also have the station out here. We have
mm-hmm.
the brochures at KJN, so you could stop at KJN, pick up a brochure, or go to the website for Cass County Extension, and you can get the registration form there. And it has a little explanation of each of the classes,
okay.
so you can kind of decide what to pick.
Well, it's an attractive brochure, full-color brochure. It's very lovely, and it certainly gets one in the mood for spring.
For spring,
yes,
you bet.
And for planting. We hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. We've had fun talking about our upcoming gardening seminar in our fair city, coming here March 19th. And if you want to hear this broadcast again or learn more about what we do, LaVon and I do, at Family Fun in the Kitchen, we just go to kjan.com. Click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen, and there you will find the history, a catalog of all the podcasts that we have had done, along with different recipes that are up there and many pictures of what we've talked about. So remember, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.